Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. And if you're just joining us, we just heard from New York Times reporter Taylor Lorenz, who gave us an update on the business of being an influencer. There's also a new film that explores this world from a very different perspective, satire. Titled The Social Ones, it's a mockumentary that opens with the film's creators, Danielle and Laura Cosin, playing founders of a magazine called The National Influencer and discussing an upcoming photo shoot with some of the biggest influencers online for the magazine's fifth anniversary. Here's a clip from the film where the magazine's founders and editors explain what celebrity means within the world of online influencers.
Celebrity, obviously meaning people with large social media followings. Mm-hmm.
Someone does a lip sync number with their family, gets a million views on YouTube. Someone manages to, you know, light themselves on fire, not quite get hurt, yet have it go viral.
The premise leads to some hilarious and a searing look at the world of online personalities who are famous for being online. We're joined now by Danielle and Laura Cosin. They're sisters. Danielle produced and stars in the film alongside Laura, who directed and wrote the script. Danielle and Laura, welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So Laura, how did the idea for this film originate?
Well, basically, you know, Danielle and I have an online magazine called The New Potato that we started, you know, around 6 or 7 years ago. And we very much kind of found ourselves in this influencer world, you know, with who we were covering and events we were going to. And we were seeing that, you know, a story on like a YouTuber doing makeup tutorials would get more engagement than an interview with Robert De Niro, which we just found very funny. And we kind of, you know, kept going and got very caught up in the whole content rat race of posting so much and having to post so many times a day, that at some point, you know, we both were just really laughing about this world that we were in. And I had the idea to kind of write this script that was sort of in that, you know, Christopher Guest style, the mockumentary that would really kind of satirize this and expose it in a very funny sort of way.
There is definitely a best in show quality about this. And I mean that as a compliment.
Yes, we love Christopher Guest.
So it's interesting, Danielle, they're each kind of influencers that's featured is sort of king or queen of their media platform. Can you walk through some of the characters who and what their quote unquote brand is?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So Dan Summers is our sort of Snapchat superstar, and he is sort of famous for doing crazy stunts like juggling in his neighbor's garage and doing Clementine tennis and wild things like that. And he has, you know, 25 million Snapchat followers. And then we have our fashion Instagram star, Josie Z, who is kind of a monster and has a assistant intern who follows her around taking pictures while she shoots 50 to 60 different looks every day. In, you know, high fashion, crazy outfits. Then we have our meme god, who his name is Cat Fat Jawaki, and he posts, you know, hilarious and kind of random memes. That's sort of his bread and butter, just like what we see every day on Instagram and all over the internet. And then our food vlogger, who, you know, has gotten famous by posting crazy combinations of food like rainbow cake mixed with fried chicken, mixed with pizza, and all the viral foods you can think of. And then, of course, our influencer couple, who is sort of the married influencer couple who met at Coachella. So we have this very funny, yeah, we have this very funny dynamic of all the kind of influencers that we all kind of, you know, spoofs on people we see every day, know, love, follow, all of that. So it's a very kind of funny dynamic with all of those guys.
So yeah, Laura, so I think people are listening and know anything about big influencers. Some of the characters you'll recognize. They're sort of a Logan Paul kind of character, the mm-hmm. Josh Ostrovsky, who refers to himself as the fat Jew. Have you figured out what makes certain influencers successful?
Well, I think a part of the movie actually is the fact that, you know, none of us have really figured it out in certain ways. I think that, you know, one of the things that was really big for me when I wrote it was how we all can kind of relate to that feeling of, like, how did that 17-year-old amass, you know, 20 million followers in a week? How, you know, why is that person famous? So I think that's very much about, you know, the culture of the film. And I think that's also why, as Danielle said, you know, you even have a chef who, it's kind of almost like gratuitous food where it's just like food for shock value. So I think a lot of it can be shock value, and we really, you know, poke fun at that.
My guests are Laura Cosan and Danielle Cosan. They are sisters, and they also are the creators of the film The Social Ones, which is available now to rent or purchase on digital platforms. So there's also a serious element to the film, this underlying questions about mental health in the film. Tell us a little bit about why you wanted to approach that topic in this form, and also in this funny way as the delivery system for something serious.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think that what's interesting is that, you know, social media, we're kind of all questioning our relationship with social media. And if it's healthy, I think that it causes a lot of anxiety. And I think that, you know, everyone's kind of just constantly asking themselves, you know, is my relationship with social media healthy? I think that I thought that there was something very funny but very true about having a psychiatrist who's played by the amazing Stephanie March, who's also our co-EP, you know, playing the psychiatrist that's literally tasked with treating social media anxiety disorder. And, you know, thus far, yes, it's a fictional ailment and it's a joke that we make along with a lot of these other kind of mental disorders that we kind of, you know, I sort of made up along the way of writing the script. But at the same time, they ring very true because we all can sort of relate to that conversation about social media, mental health. And I think that putting it in that space of psychiatry, you know, that therapy is something that everyone can kind of relate to. And it's also just a very, you know, I think people find it to be a very funny part of the movie, but also something that is quite serious.
Yeah, there are little details. For example, in this psychiatrist's office, played by Stephanie March, her two big poster prints are the hashtag and the at sign. So it's behind everybody throughout the entire film when they're having their therapy sessions.
Yes, well, she's also concerned about her following, which kind of also exposes the whole hypocrisy of it, of you have this psychiatrist tasked with treating these disorders associated with social media, but she also is very concerned about her social media handle. So, of course.
So, Danielle, you guys are actually in the film. You play these magazine founders. You're not an actress by trade, correct?
No. Laura was an excellent director in that sense. But, you know, when we had The New Potato, Laura was always writing and directing little video shorts that we would do together. So we kind of have that dynamic of we would play ourselves, and so this is sort of our very far off versions of ourselves, I would say.
Yeah.
What did you learn about acting, Danielle?
Well, I mean, I acted a little bit when I was younger, but I think what was really more with this, Laura was always very encouraging of me sort of embracing my strength, which is really in the deadpan. And I think that that's something that, you know, the two of us have a really good, we bounce off each other well comedically. So I think that just really kind of enhancing that dynamic a little bit of the deadpan and the anxious. And I think that it worked really well. So it was really more about leaning into that dynamic and just kind of letting that happen on screen, I think, Laura, right? Would you say so?
Totally. Yeah. I think that we, you know, we're kind of the straight men, and Danielle and I always joke because it was funny because once we started casting people like Jackie Hoffman and Richard Kind, we kind of both looked at each other and we were like, are we really doing this? But I think it works because we're kind of the narrators. We're kind of the straight men. And, you know, it also is very much authentic to us and what we actually were doing for years. Obviously, the National Influencer is sort of loosely based on a lot of what we do and did. So I think that kind of also helped in making it very authentic.
We're talking about the new film, The Social Ones. My guests are director and writer Laura Cosen and Daniel Cosen, who's the producer and stars in it with her sister. You guys have you wear all the hats. You mentioned Jackie Hoffman, Richard Kind, Peter Scolari is in this film, as well as Stephanie March. I do want to play a clip of Jackie Hoffman because that voice is so recognizable. Will you set up a little bit who Jackie Hoffman is in the film?
Yes, she basically, you know, obviously trolling is also another very serious thing that we all talk about, but also, you know, a great way to kind of expose it is to poke fun at it. So Jackie is basically a boss who runs a trolling headquarters like a Fortune 500 company, and we at the National Influencer are going to try to expose and do an undercover expose on this, you know, trolling this trolling warehouse, basically. And we actually have characters wearing, you know, troll costumes, like they look like extras in Game of Thrones, you know, on computers trolling the likes of, you know, the royal family and, you know, Lena Dunham, just very, you know, very satirical, obviously, but also based on very real headlines and actually things that we were seeing in the headlines after the movie came out, which is quite funny.
Well, let's take a listen. This is Jackie Hoffman from The Social Ones.
Julie over there is in charge of trolling the celebrities. Jamie, the models, Sheila, the nighttime TV hosts, and over there is Emily. Emily is completely in charge of the royal family 24/7.
Okay, they actually wear the troll costumes.
They don't wear troll costumes. They are trolls. Mm. And if you two are going to be covering award season and Lena Dunham, you'll be expected to do the same.
That was a scene from The Social Ones. And Lena, like, that's a whole other brand, right? So you in the film, we talked about how you cover influencers, one of the themes, trolls themes, mental health. What other themes about online celebrity and online influencers did you want to make sure you explored in this film, Laura?
That's a really good question. I mean, I think that a big thing really is the idea of like the brand of me. I think that that's kind of why the movie starts with that song All Star by Smash Mouth. I think what's so interesting about social media is that it makes each and every one of us, you know, a brand, you know, whether you have 3 followers or 3 million followers, it makes you feel like you kind of have to be, it can make you feel this way, like you need to promote yourself. And I think that sort of selfie stick era that we're in is kind of something that I really wanted to explore because I think that it's so relevant and I think that's something that everyone kind of can relate to.
So one of the influencers, I'm not giving away too much, has this epiphany about sort of the difference between social and real life. And when you think about it, as you were writing the script, what do you see as the difference?
Well, again, obviously there is a difference. And I think that the whole thing with that is really, it's kind of like this thing that I had when I was writing it, that I was thinking about how if you don't exist on social media, do you exist? And obviously that's a complete joke, but I feel like it's just funny how we're now living so much of our lives on social media. I mean, it really is this second world, this alternate universe. Like if any of us look at how much time we're spending on our screens, I think a lot of us are quite frightened when we actually do the calculation. So I think that obviously there is a difference, but I think that what is kind of, you know, both frightening and funny about it is the reason, you know, why we had those physical interaction and communication workshops that Dan does at the end. Just the idea that social media can kind of make all of us not really that good at interacting physically in real life. I think that that's something that is sort of a issue now that, you know, I wanted to poke fun at. So I think obviously there's a huge difference. I think it's more how one affects the other that mm-hmm. I kind of wanted the movie to explore.
So Danielle, obviously your company New Potato, you have 80,000 followers on Instagram, and you've had to use social media to promote your film satirizing social media. What has that been like for you?
You know,
We've really kind of embraced the irony of that and really kind of joked about it when we sort of write people and say, oh, our movie's out. It makes fun of social media. Obviously, the first thing we're going to ask you is to please share it on social media because that's just the reality. So I think, you know, the movie is a comedy, and we're big believers that, you know, you really have to laugh at everything. And so I think just that kind of that balance of, you know, having to constantly be on social media in order to promote your business and to promote your movie that is on social media is kind of comical in itself. So I think we just kind of try to laugh at it, and we try to kind of keep maintain a healthy relationship with it.
It's the same way that people do, do a tech detox. You know, the joke is in the movie that, you know, you simply can't do a tech detox without then sharing it on social media, which is obviously kind of a funny dichotomy in itself. So that has kind of been at the heart, right, Danielle, of sort of all of our promotion, is that sort of funny hypocrisy.
Exactly. That's the perfect way to put it.
So the website for your creative studio actually has these two hashtags featured in the About section. And one is #NoScrolling, and the other one is #EyesUp. So this seems like that's something that you've been thinking about and trying to incorporate into your own business for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, as Laura mentioned initially when she was kind of giving you a bit about the background, there was a period with our business that we got really caught up in the content and media rat race of traffic numbers and, you know, SEO and all of that, which kind of just becomes a natural part of having a media site. And there got to be a point where Laura and I really pulled back and kind of looked at each other and said, do we really love this, doing this part of it? Is this what we want? And so when we kind of had that moment, and this was before Laura wrote the screenplay, we really changed our site to be more about quality over quantity, and made it more into Creative Studio that we could use for just very curated content and as a platform for creative projects. And so in doing that, we came up with those two hashtags as sort of our new branding. And at the time, we were really excited about it. And it was kind of the beginning of this whole conversation. And I think a lot of that really also fed into Laura's inspiration when she was writing the screenplay, right, Laura?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Danielle also, you know, makes a really good point that we were experiencing that. And, you know, even Danielle and I, and we were at a much more micro level in terms of influencer stuff, but we were even finding that on the one hand, you know, if someone wanted us to be in something for Tide, and on the other hand, someone wanted us to be in something for Clinique, and it's sort of this funny world, and it kind of where some of the jokes come from in the film about, you know, oh, he has a campaign with Pampers, and then he also has a campaign with a completely, you know, different brand that has nothing to do with Pampers, and it's just sort of this very funny world that I think that we were living in and really inspired it as well.
Before I let you go, I know that in this film that you worked with a lot of women. It was a very women-centric film. How did that affect the vibe on set?
I think, you know, and I always kind of preface this by saying, of course, men also run great sets, so I never want it to seem like I'm saying anything differently, but I think that it was kind of amazing how, you know, Danielle and I and Stephanie produced this together, and with me directing it, I think that on the set, I was getting so much feedback that, you know, people really felt listened to, people really felt heard. I think there was a really amazing curation just in terms of, you know, wardrobe, hair and makeup, production design, and it just sort of, you know, everyone was counted, everyone was, you know, very much attended to, and I think that there was kind of a very female vibe on set, which I think was very special. And I'm not saying that doesn't happen on other sets, but it definitely did, I think, very much affect the culture on set, and we did get that feedback just in terms of, you know, how this set run in contrast to other sets that people have been on.
There's a rumor that you wrapped early and came under budget. Is that true?
Yes, I think that, you know, wrapping early, of course, there were days that didn't happen. But I think in general, you know, one thing that is big is that we weren't too precious. We didn't run people down with an insane amount of takes when we didn't need them and whatnot. So I think that, yes, that in general, that is true.
My guests have been Danielle and Laura Kosen. Their new film is called The Social Ones. Thanks so much for joining us on all of it.
Thank you so much for having us.